you had a lot to do so far today?
Yes, I've gotten to meet with my new executive board, and we've gotten to talk about plans on preparation for Miss America and all things Miss Iowa related, so it's been a wonderful morning.
Take us back. You've been in the Miss Iowa pageant before, but how was this experience? Tell us what happened over the weekend.
Well, the thing is, I came into Miss Iowa this year representing Clinton, my hometown, and that just struck something in my heart. It really did. Being Miss Clinton County and representing my hometown made this week and this weekend even more special to me. I personally knew the people I was representing, so I felt it was just my obligation to bring my all and just try my best to represent Clinton County, and it just happened to be what they were looking for this year.
And Taylor, we're getting a chance to talk on Sunday afternoon, so has it sunk in yet, less than a day since you got named? Has it all sunk in yet?
Not even close. I still find myself looking in the mirror and telling myself, Taylor, you are Miss Iowa. You have to believe it. I see the crown. I see the sash. I have a brand new car. But no, it is so surreal to me. It's just such a new and exciting adventure that I'm just beginning.
You mentioned the crown. Do you have to take that with you and keep it handy?
I do. I haven't let it out of my sight since. They have put it on my head.
And one thing I know that you like to talk about, and all the candidates like to talk about, is their platform. And I know we've had a chance to visit with you a couple of times on the air about your platform, but give us the rundown and what being Miss Iowa does for your platform.
Well, my platform is entitled Kicking It to Kids Cancer, and it's all about encouraging the community and getting involved in pediatric cancer organizations. So, you know, as Miss Iowa, I get the opportunity to reach so many more people, and I can't wait to go out into the community and really educate and get people up and excited about helping these kids, because they are the next generation, and they are the ones that are going to be changing the world for us.
Hey, Taylor, tell us a bit about what happens from now. You mentioned Miss America, getting all that down. What is your schedule going to be like? What happens now?
It's nonstop until September. We don't have a lot of time. So far we've talked about, fitness. We've talked about wardrobe, hair, makeup, community service in there also. So it's just a nonstop roller coaster of events until I go in September.
You mentioned the pageant, it meant a lot to you. Come Saturday night, did you have any idea? Did you have any confidence that it was you?
It was just, the thing I knew was I gave it all that I had. A lot of the past Miss Iowas have told us, these five judges are looking for something specific. So I know Nikki Kelly, who is a former Miss Iowa, always says they're looking for a candy bar. They might be looking for a Twix and you're a Snickers. So I just happened to be the candy bar that they were looking for. I went into finals night just being ready to leave it all on the stage. I knew I wanted it. I knew that if it was meant to be, that it would be. So I just kind of left it up to fate, and it all worked out.
And after the pageant, then what happened?
Oh, that was the biggest whirlwind, I think. You have to, all those girls attack you, because as surprising as it is, we all get along so well. There's no, there's no catty girls. There's no girl fights or drama. It's so supportive. So, I had 16 Miss contestants and 9 team contestants. Just an uproar of excitement and congratulations. And, I got to go out into the lobby and meet my family and friends, who were just the most supportive group of people I could ever ask for.
And then, of course, you got a good 8-10 hours of sleep Saturday night, right?
No, of course, maybe like 1 hour of sleep. I think I made it into bed by 4 o'clock in the morning and had to be up and ready to have meetings and discussions with my board. But I couldn't even sleep, because it's still just such a surreal thing that's happening to me.
Well, Taylor, I know you're busy even on this Sunday. It's hard to imagine you're busy after a busy weekend. I guess any other quick comments you'd like to make, let people know about your being crowned Miss Iowa.
I just want to say thank you for the people that have supported me, especially in Clinton. I have had so many people on my side and sending me best wishes and giving me the opportunity to do appearances in Clinton County, and that is what has led me to have this title now. And now I just invite everyone to, I have a new Facebook page, Miss Iowa 2015, Taylor Weaver. Like my page, follow my journey, and I will see you all at Miss America on September 13th.